This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's time to talk new music with Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum podcast and YouTube channel, where pop is king, dance is divine, and throwbacks are served fresh every Friday. Leo,
I love that.
Did I was hoping you'd like that one. How are you?
Love you with Mix as well. It's been years since I've heard that song.
Oh, I know. And yeah, we try and play the ones that we don't often hear on a Friday.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, new music. Before we get into the new tracks,
yeah,
point out a few albums which are released today and for your weekend listening. So these albums are all online and in-store and stuff. First one is Guy Sebastian, his 10th album,
wow,
100 Times Around the Sun. Now, this features the single Get It Done, which we played on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he performed that at the Logies on Sunday, which was an amazing.
Did you watch it? I didn't see the Logies. How'd it go?
Oh, it was very long. I think Lynn McGrange got the gold at like midnight.
Oh, really?
They need to really cull that ceremony down a bit.
Everyone would have been going, hurry up.
The guy performed Get It Done on the night. That was fantastic. So his album's out today. Another one, the Jonas Brothers, Greetings from Your Hometown. Now, this album features a duet with our own Dean Lewis.
I love Dean Lewis.
Yeah, incredible voice. So that's out today. Also, another local artist, Meg Washington. Her album, Gem, is out today. Features a duet with the legendary Paul Kelly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's out. And finally, remember Craig David?
Yeah.
Back in the day? Well, he's just released his 9th studio album, Commitment, and that is out today. But his first album was 2000, Born to Do It. So he's still going strong.
Wow, 25 years ago. Craig David.
Yeah, can you believe it? Anyway,
you just made me feel old.
On to the new music this week, Ron. This band was launched from the Netflix series Building the Band.
Mm-hmm.
Night to Morning are Connor and Mason from Australia, Shane and Zach from the US. They're signed to Chug Music here in Australia with management who wants to look after Shepherd. So they're in really good hands. The guys have just released their debut single, Bye, which they co-wrote with Benson Boone. So rather than me talk about it, let's check out Connor explaining the meaning of the song.
Our debut single, Bye, marks the beginning of our journey as a band. It's a bittersweet song, melancholic but hopeful. It's not just about refusing to say goodbye, but also about diving into the last moment you have with that person and really cherishing it.
Hey, we're Midnight Till Morning.
And this is our single called Bye.
Oh, I know it's getting late, but can we stay like this forever? I don't want to say bye to you. I don't want to let a good night slip away. Oh, Conrad's crying. I'm trying, but I just can't say.
Leo, absolutely love it.
Isn't that good?
Really good. Is that the same music that Shepherd use as well?
Well, they're signed to the same management.
Right.
So there could be some influence there, mm-hmm, I guess, with their new album, which is coming out hopefully soon. But fans of that track on streaming, it's also a B-side.
Oh,
also check out, remember B-sides? Oh my,
that's right. And you'd listen to them.
Yes.
Hasta Mañana by ABBA.
Along with Bye, a track called Ghost of Us is also on mine. So two tracks from Midnight Till Morning. And they're really hot too. So Google them and check them out. Well, I think you'll like them.
Leo, the B-sides, it's a bit odd, isn't it? Because you don't turn your USB stick over, do you, to get the B-side?
Miss the B-sides. I really do.
Me too.
Anyway, time for a bit of sexual. Joy favourite Zoe Badwears teamed up with Sydney DJ producer James Alexander. For a cover of the 1999 dance classic from Amber, a very sexy sexual.
Leo, you have hit the mark today. I mean, you always do hit the mark, but you've hit the mark today. I love that song, Amber Sexual. Haven't heard it in ages. It's in the stack to play shortly.
Yeah, Zoe Badwears. So that's cover from here. This one, she supported Kylie on her US leg of the Tension Tour. Risha Aura is now spreading the love with her new track called Joy. Now, could this become the new Joy anthem?
We could have a little jingle out of it. Let's have a listen, shall we? You bring me joy. Leo, I can see a Joy ad to that on TV, you dancing all over it.
Love that.
I can see Leo here and he's dancing to all these tracks. I wish I could stream it.
Because that track's called Joy,
it's
obviously.
It's fantastic.
And if you remember back in the 90s, both Jenny Hines and Tony Perrin released tracks called Joy.
That's right.
So maybe this is going to take over those two. I don't know. It's a bit of a Joy sort of...
Remember the Joy, we release Joy Anthems or Joy, and there was a C.
On the C.
Remember that?
Yes, they need to do that again.
Yeah, that was great. I wonder if you can still get them. Jax is over there. Let's find them in the vault.
Yeah, and the final one this is a new single from Out and Proud Melbourne DJ producer Nick J. This was written and produced by Nick. Finally, Ron, it's the weekend.
Love it. Jax from Game On, who's here organising her exhibition at the moment, just said that there were Joy dancers. Is that right? Joy dancers?
That is correct. At the big dance parties, winter days, summer days, there were all the Joy dancers and at the sheds, Shed 14. And
Leo's looking surprised.
Solid gold dancers back in the 80s.
Solid gold dancers.
I don't know about the solid gold dancers, but I know that they were thing and everyone loved them. Remember, so we need to bring them back as well. The CDs, the dancers.
Oh, I love
it. No phone.
The solid gold dancers.
These people, the CDs are what we used to have back in the day.
What's on your YouTube channel this week?
This week, I've discovered some throwback interviews from Jesse McCartney from 2005. Again, Kylie Minogue, and a bit of a Tina Turner throwback CD unboxing.
Fantastic.
Turner fans, Sound Museum AU on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook. Now, for our throwback this week, Warren, we're going to Denmark. The sisters, these are Sisters Soap, S-O-A-P, released in December 1997. They released this was their debut single, a big hit all over Europe and down under, number one in Sweden, top five in Denmark, Belgium, France, number five in New Zealand, number seven here in Australia. This is how we used to party back in 1998. It just came out.
Leo Stubbing from the Sound Museum YouTube channel and podcast. We'll catch you next Friday here on Joy Drive.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.